chocolate for them for Valentine's Day. But I figure, why spend money? Let's be frugal. We've already got some candy left over from Halloween, so what can I say? Is Raj, Dr. Raj available? Yeah. Okay, so what I thought we would do today, ladies and fellas, I'm sure there's some guys out there listening too. Hey, how you doing? You can call in at 866-675-6675. Is we started off with lots of eating. You know, major league eating, man versus food, candy bars, candy bar, candy bars. And then I thought we'd kind of level it out and talk to Dr. Raj. Now, Dr. Raj is a hip and knee doctor, but the cool thing is he's a board-certified orthopedic surgeon. He knows a lot more just than that, though. It's not just about the joints and all the other things that go into being an orthopedic surgeon. He has worked with some of the top celebrities to help them lose weight. So I thought that'd be something fun to talk about today. So on the line now with us is Dr. Raj. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I can't complain, Dr. Raj. Now, so everyone knows, because later on I'm going to make sure that they can follow you online. You're Dr. Raj, and that's R-A-J, correct?
Correct.
All right, Dr. Raj, you know, I saw that you were into helping people lose weight, but you're an orthopedic surgeon. How's that go together?
It's hand in hand because, you know, as orthopedic surgeons, I see, especially a hip and knee guy, I see the end result. So what I'm seeing more and more as our population is getting more and more obese and obesity is becoming more of an issue and we're living longer, as I'm seeing our hips, our knees getting overloaded, and, you know, patients are coming to me and coming with complaints, and younger people are coming in for interventions for which a simple prevention and a simple acknowledgement would actually reverse all these issues.
Yeah, look, Dr. Raj's zip is 90211.
90211.
Oh, yeah. We know where you're at. We know what's going on over there. So, you know, here we are in February, moving close to March. A lot of people are trying to work on, of course, beach bodies. And I like to think of weight loss as kind of getting speed bumps. And one of the first speed bumps that we get after the New Year's resolution, to me, is Super Bowl Sunday. You know, we work really hard the entire month of January, and then boom, this big eating holiday comes to us. Tell me some of the things that you think that people do that are wrong when they're dieting as far as hip and joint health.
Well, when you're dieting, okay, first aspect in general is people go to extremes. So during the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, eat and eat and eat and basically say, New Year's resolution, I'm going to lose all my weight. People jump on these crazy diets that are out there that are not, you know, there's no nutritional basis to it. For example, the Atkins-based diet, you know, high protein. So you have someone who jumps onto a high protein diet, just eats just protein and no carbs. Well, we need carbs. We need carbs for immediate energy. So what happens is, these people start going through ketosis, so their liver's overloaded, their kidneys are overloaded, and basically, at a certain point, because you can't continue this diet, they start cheating, and then there's cheat days, so they start cheating, and then they, 2 weeks later, you'll see this person having a high-carb, high-protein diet, and then the weight comes back.
Let's talk about this cheat day you mentioned really quick, Dr. Raj, because I was having a long, extended conversation with a friend of mine this weekend about the cheat day. What, you know, a lot of, how do you feel about diets in general that give you the day off or that restrict foods?
I think in general, you know, diet should be a lifestyle change. So any time you add on a cheat day, you're basically saying, this is not good for me, and I'm going to divert from this. You're actually putting a negative connotation to this diet. So I think all of us, we have to look at ourselves and realize that we eat four times a day. We can make this enjoyable. I mean, there's foods that we crave, and they're chemically based. There's chemical reasons why we crave it, but we can look for foods we enjoy. But a diet should really be a lifestyle change. So I'm an advocate for no cheat days.
Oh, gosh. I wish you were on the phone with us this weekend. You know, it was difficult because I do the cheat day thing, but I think I do it responsibly. And a friend of mine was doing the cheat day thing, and she was just going all out. And we were having a debate as to how much of a cheat day is a cheat day. You know what I mean? And I think what you just said right there is even better. I wish I would have had that information this weekend to just stop the entire conversation and say to her, wait a minute, we're treating this as if it's bad. And truthfully, you know, there should be no kind of exclusionary diet. We should just figure out how to make it work. Portion control and spacing things out and things like that. So let's get to it, Dr. Raj. You're in 90211. You're really close to a lot of like the glitterati and the celebs. You see celebs in your office regularly or...
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, so...
I see all sorts of people, too, but it's just the location of where we're at. I do see celebrities.
Okay, so up next, we're going to take a quick break. I'd love to talk to you about some specific things that you've done with celebrities and you've seen results. Okay?
Okay.
All right, stick around for that. We're at Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius 112, XM 157, and I'm Sunny Anderson from Food Network's Cooking for Real.